Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 9:30, welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time now for the basic fiqh program with Mufti Zubair. And this morning we are discussing the masail pertaining to Qurbani. If you've got any query, please forward them to us on 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, WhatsApp on 0727861548. That's 0727861548, inshallah. And we'll ask Mufti Sab to answer those questions for you. Mufti Sab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana, and assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
How are you doing, Mufti Sab?
We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His favors, Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Sab, as I alluded in my introduction, that today's discussion revolves around Qurbani.
Yes, definitely, inshallah. Inshallah, we will discuss the masail of Qurbani.
We make comments, Mufti Sab.
Okay, Bismillah, I'm not sure if we did discuss something last week, Mawlana.
Yeah, Mufti Sab, last week we spoke about Dhul Hijjah and we spoke about Ashhurul Hurum. We started off the 10 days and so forth.
Right, okay, fine. Okay, inshallah. So this week, inshallah, we will have some discussions related to Qurbani itself, because we are right there on the threshold of Qurbani, alhamdulillah. Just a reminder to all our esteemed listeners that we must not forget the Tabbirat al-Tashriq that will commence, inshallah, from Wednesday morning, that is the 9th of Zulhijjah, to the 13th of Zulhijjah, the time of Asr. So in total it is 23 namazes. The five namazes of the 9th, then of the 10th, then of the 11th, then of the 12th, so that's 20, and the 13th, Fajr, Zohar, and Asr, so that's 53 salahs in total. It is wajib to recite the Takbir at Tashriq after the first salah for both males and females. So the sisters at home should also keep a special reminder about this and be conscious to read it. Do not omit it, because we are going to be omitting something that is wajib. These are the days of Ayyam al-Tashriq. These are the days to do the zikr of Allah and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Takbirat al-Tashriq, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. It is very important that we comply with this and we do not forget the Takbirat al-Tashriq, because we are not used to it throughout the year. So there is a tendency to forget sometimes, so we should try to have some kind of reminder to remind us about it. And by speaking about it over and over, inshallah, that is also a form of reminder. But we could maybe, you know, put a little note, pin it, or pin a little cloth or something to the musalla on which we read our salah, especially for the sisters, because the men generally, they're reading the salah in the masjid, and there, somebody or the other remembers, and the takbir is recited, alhamdulillah. But the sisters tend to forget, so they must have some kind of a thing to remind them to read the Takbir al-Tashriq.
Mufti Sahib, talking about Takbirat al-Tashriq, is it for a person who's reading in Jama'ah, for men, or if he reads it alone, what's the situation?
So irrespective of whether a person is reading in Jama'ah or reading it all by himself, it at all times, the Takbir al-Tashriq has to be recited. So even if, for example, the men are reading at home for some reason, you know, a valid reason, they're reading at home, then it will be required of them also to read the Takbir al-Tashriq.
And what about Safar, Mawlana? If you're on Safar, then do you still read Takbirat?
Yes, even if a person is on Safar, then we should be reading the Takbir at Tashreeq.
And what happens in a case if a person forgets to read the Takbirat of Tashreeq?
Well, if a person forgets to read the Takbirat of Tashreeq, then obviously there's no way of compensating for it other than to make Tawbah and Istighfar. One should make Tawbah and Istighfar, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness for having omitted an act which is regarded as a wajib.
So, Muftisab, if a person forgets immediately after Salah and he remembers 5 or 10 minutes later, should he read it or just Tawbah?
Yeah, if there isn't a very big gap between the Salah and maybe he didn't get engaged in too many activities, then he should read the Takbir at Tashreeq.
MashaAllah. So, Muftisab, that settles the issue of Takbirat Tashreeq. The wisdom behind this Takbir, Muftisab, if you may ask?
Well, the wisdom behind it is, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned about the importance of reading this Takbir generally around the time of Eid. Zayyinu a'yadakum bi-takbir, for example, it comes in one narration, that adorn and beautify your Eid with the Takbir. So, in this Eid, so to say, goes beyond the day of Eid itself. 3 days of Eid we have here. So therefore the Takbirat al-Tashreeq will extend beyond just the day of Eid, and so we are supposed to be adorning our Eid with Takbir. وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Although that refers to Eid al-Fitr in particular, because it comes straight after the Masail of Ramadan and the Ahkam of Ramadan, but it is also applicable here in the sense that it is an occasion to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And the same reason that, we are going to fulfill a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we praise Him and we glorify Him for allowing us the opportunity of carrying out an act of ibadah like the qurbani.
Muftisab, questions coming through with regards to qurbani. This one reads, Assalamu alaikum Marana, on a nafil qurbani for the marhumin, can I include the azwaj mutahharat? I have already included our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Okay, as far as nafil qurbani is concerned, that if a person wishes to do isalu sawab, or he wants to do the qurbani on behalf of the deceased, which is a form of isalu sawab, then the rule is you may include any number of people. Any number of people. There's no restriction as to the number of people you can include. You will include Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the whole Ummat, it is in order. However, the elders advise that if possible, if you can afford it, it's better to do a separate qurbani for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and another one for the other deceased in the Ummah. So, you could, if you have the means, it's best to do a separate one independently for Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the other one you can do on behalf of Azwaj-e Mutahharat, Khulafa-e Rashideen, and whoever else. But if you choose to do it in the way that you want to include Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you want to include others with Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the intention, then it is in order, it is allowed, it is permissible.
The next one reads, Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is it permissible for a lady in her menses to physically slaughter her own sheep?
Yes, it is allowed for her to do the sacrifice of her animal. I have not come across any masala that prohibits a lady in the state of menstruation from doing qurbani. There's no reason that appears in, for prohibition, because it is simply just reading the takbir, and that is permissible in the state of menstruation, and passing the blood and cutting the animal. If, for example, she's the one who arranges the meat for her house, and she goes and cuts chickens every month or every week, and she's in a state of menstruation, then, you know, she's going to be having to slaughter the chickens that she's cooking for the family if she's the one who does that. So here, for her to slaughter an animal in the state of menstruation, I have not come across any prohibition for it.
The next one reads, Mufti Saab, do women in Hayes have to read the Takbir of Tashriq?
No, it is not compulsory for them to read the Takbir of Tashriq. But if they read it as a form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those days, then there is no problem, it is in order.
The lines are open, 011-854-1548, that's 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548, 072-786-1548, or the SMS number, 48855, that's 48855, inshallah, we'll ask Mufti Saab to answer your questions. The next one, please, Mufti Saab, also can a mother and daughter who is alive include themselves in a nafil qurbani?
A mother
and daughter who is alive include themselves in a nafil qurbani.
Okay, are they going to be doing a wajib qurbani separately?
I'm not sure what's, maybe the question, the listener can give us more information there.
Okay, yes, see, if a person wants to, for example, if obviously, you know, if you have the means, then it's compulsory to do your qurbani. Right? So you'll do your wajib qurbani. Then it is possible that you may not be of the means, and you still want to do a qurbani, then that will be a nafil qurbani. So in a nafil qurbani, you can then, you know, include whoever you want in the nafil qurbani, because it's not wajib, so you can include whoever you want in that qurbani. So perhaps they are maybe referring to a situation of that sort where they are doing a nafil qurbani. In nafil qurbani, it is permissible to include any number of people, those who are living and those who are deceased. So if, for example, a mother and daughter have bought some animals for qurbani, and these are nafil qurbanis, and they decided that, okay, in this one animal that belongs to the daughter or to the mother, they're including the mother and the daughter in that intention of the qurbani, then it is in order. That is fine.
Yeah.
But wajib qurbani, you cannot have more than one person in a wajib qurbani. It's per individual. It cannot be a number of people included in the intention as far as a wajib qurbani is concerned. It's only allowed in nafil qurbani to include more than one person.
Ji, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum. Please give us the recommended dua to read when slaughtering the animal.
Okay, jazakallah, sister.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, as far as the appropriate du'as to read at the time of qurbani, then there is a du'a to read before the qurbani, then there is du'a to read whilst the animal is being slaughtered, and there is a du'a to read after the slaughtering is over. The du'a before the qurbani is a slightly long du'a, but it's not difficult. I'm sure most of us already know good parts of it. It is إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ And then, اللَّهُمَّ مِنْكَ وَلَكَ. It comprises of three parts, just to make it easy for the listeners. Inni wajahtu is the first part, inna salati wa nusuki is the second part, and the third part is Allahumma minka walak. Wallah, it is from you and it is for you. It is from you and it is for you. This animal has come from you and it is for your pleasure that we are doing the qurbani of it. So even if somebody does not know the whole dua, or they're finding difficulty to learn it or to remember it, then even if they read at least one portion, Allahumma minka walak, at least some semblance of the Masnoon dua will be read, and there will be some reward that will be secured, inshaAllah.
Mm.
But the effort should be made to learn the whole dua. Then at the time of the slaughter itself, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. That is compulsory in any case. Animal will not be permissible or halal for consumption if the takbir is not recited at the time of the slaughtering. And after that we read the dua, Allahumma taqabbalhu minni kama taqabbalta min habibika Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa khalilika Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these are the duas to be recited. We should make an effort to learn it, inshaAllah. If we do, then we will get the full reward of the qurbani. And this is the right way to do it. Instead of people screaming and shouting and laughing and joking and so on, whilst the qurbani is being done or around the qurbani place, it is much more better that, you know, we should be reading the Masnoon du'as and we should be engaging in zikrullah and reading the takbirat, etc.
Mutasab, you finished? Can you go to the lines?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Ji.
Mutasab, could you please...
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Can we make qurbani for deceased persons?
Yes, yes, certainly qurbani can be made for deceased people.
Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah, brother. Mujtasab, the next query reads, Assalamu alaikum, if a person from Johannesburg is a musafir in Durban on the first day of Eid and returns to Johannesburg before sunset of the third day of Eid, if he makes his qurbani in Durban on the first day as a musafir, will he have to repeat his qurbani?
No, he will not have to repeat his qurbani. Let's clarify it first quickly. If a person is a musafir on the days of the Ayyamul Nahar, let's call it Ayyamul Nahar. Ayyamul Nahar are the three days on which qurbani is compulsory. So, the 10th of Zulhijjah, the 11th of Zulhijjah, and the 12th of Zulhijjah till Maghrib time, these 3 days are known as Ayyamul Nahar. These are the 3 days that if a person became of the means or became eligible for the qurbani because of whatever conditions of compulsion were realized in these 3 days, then it will become compulsory upon him to do the qurbani. Right, for example, a person was a musafir. In this entire period, qurbani will not be wajib upon him. But if in the beginning of this period he was a musafir, and before this period came to an end, these 3 full days, then qurbani will become compulsory upon him. Similarly, if a person was not of age in the first two days, or even the third day, but before the third day was completed, say, before, by the afternoon or the evening, and he came of age, then qurbani will become wajib upon such a person. If a person was a non-Muslim before the elapse of these 3 days, then qurbani is not wajib upon him. But if he became a Muslim any time before these 3 days elapse, then qurbani will become wajib upon him. If a person was poor, for example, and he had no wife to do the qurbani. But before the elapse of the 3 days, he acquired sufficient wealth that the qurbani became compulsory upon him. Then it will be compulsory for him to do the qurbani. So this general masala I explained. Now, coming to the specific situation, a person was a musafir on the day of Eid, the day after Eid, and he returns home by the evening before the third day of Ayyamun Nahar, on the 12th of Zulhijjah. So Qurbani will be wajib upon him by virtue of the fact that, you know, he's arrived at his home before the time of Qurbani has elapsed. So he would have had to make arrangements to have his animal there ready, prepared and all of that. As soon as they arrive home, he would have to do Qurbani of it before sunset of the 12th. But he chose to do the Qurbani whilst he was a musafir, like they used the example of Durban and Johannesburg. And he chose to do the Qurbani whilst he was in Durban, despite the fact that he was musafir and it was not wajib upon him. But he did the Qurbani. That Qurbani will suffice for him. Mm-hmm. There's no need for him to repeat the Qurbani when he goes to Johannesburg and he becomes a Muqim.
Subhanallah. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Yeah.
Marana, I want to know, to Qurbani, right? Is it preferably, is it better to do, can you make Qurbani better after Fajr Salah or after Eid Namaz?
Okay, a very interesting question about the time of Qurbani. You see, the time of Qurbani is not in, it is not allowed to do Qurbani in any locality where the Eid Salah is performed before the Eid Salah is over. Qurbani is not allowed. And if anyone did Qurbani, then they will have to repeat the Qurbani. But in places where Eid Salah is not performed, like villages and farms and places like this, then there it will be permissible to commence with the Qurbani after Shubha Sadiq of the 10th of Zulhijjah. From then onwards, the time of Qurbani sets in. So therefore, in a town or in a locality where the Eid Salah is performed, in that locality itself, it will not be allowed to do the Qurbani until Eid Salah is not completed.
Jazakumullah for that, Mufti Sahab. The next question reads, Assalamu alaikum, I live 12 kilometers away from the from a town. I live 12 kilometers away from town on a plot. It's on a gravel road. There is no street lights or any services. Can I make Qurbani after Fajr and then go for Eid Salah? Malana?
Yes, absolutely. This is what I was referring to. And subhanAllah, we just answered this question. Sister asked and this follow-up question came in. So, yes, a person is not living in town itself. He's living outside the town. Right? It's a distance of 12 kilometers away from the town, so he's not a resident of the town. For him, on his little plot or small holding or his little farm, it will be allowed for him to do the Qurbani in the morning of the 10th of Zulhijjah, even before the Eid Salah is performed in the town. He could do the Qurbani and then he could proceed to the town to join the Eid Salah. And in his case, it will be allowed for him because it is being done not in the town now, it's being done in a farm away from the town. But if he was living in town, it will not be allowed for him. He will have to first wait for the Eid Salah to be over before he can actually commence with the Qurbani.
Let's go to the lines again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jee, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Malana, I'd like to find out, you know, when we order, suddenly we, you know, we order the sheep. And what happens is, you know, they don't tell you how much the sheep are, but they deliver the sheep.
And, you know, okay, you take out a certain amount, an amount towards the sheep and you keep it aside. But they only come to collect it like about a month or 2 months later. They collect this money for the sheep. Is that permissible? I mean, is your kurbani still accepted?
Yes, absolutely. If the transaction was, it's preferable to know exactly how much the sheep is going to
be. Now, you see, that's the thing. They don't tell us. They say, no, don't worry, we'll sort out. But they deliver the sheep. I mean, everything. And, you know, we normally just keep that money aside. And, you know, what we estimate.
The kurbani will be valid in any case. It will be valid. There's no question about the validity of the kurbani. The kurbani will be valid. There won't be a problem. Just as long as make sure you pay them after that.
Yeah, no, because if they collect, they're only collecting a month, like 2 months or 3 months later,
there's
when
no
they come through from the farm
order,
area, that's the only time they're collecting
order,
the money.
The preferred thing would be for them to actually stipulate the amount.
Gee.
So you, everybody knows up front how much the,
to keep.
The sheep is costing.
Okay, no, exactly. I was just worried because somebody told me the kurbani is not valid, and, you know, because your sheep must be paid for same time.
No, there's no such a thing that the sheep must be paid for same time. You can buy a sheep on credit, you know, and do kurbani too.
Oh,
just don't buy it on a credit card.
No credit card. No, jazakallah, Mulana. Okay,
right. Jazakallah, sister. And in the Durban area, you can contact Darul Ehsan also, inshallah. Mufti Sahib, let's go to the next query. One second, quickly. Assalamu alaikum. Can you please tell us when we must start reading Allahu Akbar dua, which day after which namaz must we start, and till which day?
We must start on the 9th of Zulhijjah at the time of Fajr, and we must carry on the whole of the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, the 12th, and on the 13th, we will stop at Asr time. So at Fajr, Zohar and Asr time, we will stop. So that is a total of 23 namazes, because 9, 10, 11, 12, those are 4 days times 5 salahs, so that's 20. And 13, it is the 3 salahs there, so it's 23 altogether.
Assalamu alaikum. If a woman is in a state of haid while in ihram, will she have to wait till she is parked for her to remove her ihram?
Yes, because see, if a lady is in a state of haze while she, you know, she's in ihram, she cannot remove the ihram until she doesn't do umrah. No person can come out of ihram either they do umrah or they do hajj. That's the only time you can come out of ihram. You cannot come out of ihram without performing either umrah or hajj. So, obviously, being in a state of menstruation, she will not be able to do neither the umrah nor the hajj. That is all the rites. Okay, hajj, you know, she won't be doing tawaf ziyara. That's, she'll have to wait. But in umrah, for example, she can't do the tawaf until she has not come out of her haiz. So, she can't come out of ihram. So I am sure now they've understood the masala that you cannot just come out of ihram like that. If you do come out of ihram without doing either hajj or umrah, then you have to give a dam. There's a penalty. And on top of it, you have to make a qaza umrah. At any point in time in your life, you have to make a qaza umrah. Because you wouldn't have gone into ihram without an intention of either hajj or umrah. You would have gone into ihram without that intention. So to come out of ihram, you'll have to, if you do it, coming out of ihram without doing either hajj or umrah, then that means that you have now made an intention which you have not completed. Like you started 2 rakat salah and you didn't complete the salah, it's wajib to make that meal and to complete it. So like this, it will be compulsory for you to go and do at least an umrah as qaza. And to come out of the ihram without doing any of these rites necessitates a dam itself. So if, for example, she was not able to do either the hajj or the umrah because of some factor that prevented her, and she wants to come out of ihram, then she may come out of ihram, but she'll have to give dam of an animal, and she'll also have to make qaza of it later. This is what is called ihsar.
Ihsar.
In the books of fiqh, it's called ihsar.
Muftisab, it brings us to the end of today's program. It has been a very informative and educational one. We hope that you have a joyous and a momentous Eid also, inshallah, and keep us in your du'as.
Ameen. Jazakumullah, and the same to you, Maulana, and your family.
Ameen.
And indeed to all our esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.